Thanks, Cardiff. Danny speaking.
Yes, this is Glenn Martin, Shepherd's Gardening and Lawn. I'm trying to return a call.
Yeah, hi, Glenn. This is, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Yeah, hey, I just was trying to get back in, you know, contact with you. I know you were in contact, you know, with Nick, I'd say about a month ago.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I know he told me a little bit about, you know, you had this conversation and you wanted to, you know, pay off your truck and also think about bringing on another mower over there.
Right, right. Yeah, I just passed by a place that sells them today. They were saying, well, if your credit's not up front, now you can put, you know, 50% of the money down. If they don't like your credit, though, they still won't finance you. I said, well, I may have just go to my bank because they don't worry about the credit because I have an account with them. But everybody's almost all of them are the same. Well, you finance $3,000 or $13,000, they basically go through the same rigmarole. You know, it's just,
right.
Well, you know, money down is not required. They want to try to finance the whole thing. That way they make more money back, I guess, in financing or whatever. But I said, well, I mean, if I get an $8,000 machine, I put $4,000 down. You can do that with a car. They wouldn't ask you anything. They just let you have the keys and leave because they got the money down on it. But
right.
For some reason, the lawnmowers or some of these commercial mowers cost more than a car. I mean,
they kidding.
I was wondering what the deal is, how hard it is with to get the credit. I can't do much about it. My wife, unfortunately, let a couple of things go back, and she's financing through somebody else instead of who she was. But I told her, you know, if you mess up the credit, it don't just mess up yours because we're separated. It makes right. It messes up mine. So, you know, it's like we're in the same household, whether they know it or not. But right. You can't just stop paying something because it messes up our credit, not yours.
Yeah.
So anyway, it dropped down into 450 or 475 or something. I said, man, it was up in the 600s.
Yeah.
You know, and now it's way down there. Then, like I said, I just try to go buy a place and check on a mower I thought would do the job. Mm-hmm. And he says, our rules are that if they try to finance something, even if you have something down, they don't go by that. They just say, okay, your rating is not good, then we'll try this. And you have to put a certain amount down and then finance the rest. And if you don't meet that, then they want a cosigner. I said, fella, I've been in business for over 40 years. Mm-hmm. And I've had my business with never had a cosigner. If I had started having a cosigner like a 16-year-old kid trying to get his first whatever, I says, I don't need that business.
Right. You know? Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I'm still interested in about getting a loan either through y'all or through my bank. If somebody could help me get enough money. I don't think I need quite as much as I did. I don't want to get a humongous balloon amount of money, and it's $3,000 or $4,000 more than I need, because I just want to have what I need. In case something comes up later, I'd have room to, you know, get something else. But right now, I need to get another commercial mower, possibly a diesel, because I have a lot of, including our church and another church, to do. And I want to pay off my truck. Right now it's about $3,500, which is not a whole lot, but I had to finance everything as it is.
Right. So you have $3,500 left on the truck. And how much is the, you know, commercial mower you're looking at?
It's $8,000, but I think I'm probably getting down for $7,000. That just depends on what they'll finance it for. I mean, the longer they'll finance it out, my payments will be, but I want to just buy the whole thing outright. I don't really want to just keep financing stuff while I'm paying next 2 or 3, 4 years. I want to, if I borrow from one person, I want to pay the whole thing outright.
Right, exactly. Okay. And what were your sales like last year for you over there?
Let's say 40. I think it was 49, but I think this year is going to be 48,000, and I'm going, well, it's doing pretty good right now this month, but I'm sure it's going to slow down by, let's see, August, September, October.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I got a log splitting business. I'll probably kick in with that.
Okay. Is your log splitting business the same as well, or included in that 48K, or do you have...
No, it's totally separate. I don't even mess with it. I mean, I got trees piled up on three different properties. Like some of these guys will bring their logs trucks in, and they either have a few left or scraps. And if it's oak, I generally have them save them for me, then I'll have them transported to one spot. They treat it like trash anyway. They dump it off the truck. And then I'll turn around and go cut it up and haul it for firewood, you know. So.
Right, exactly. Okay. Yeah, and so do you already have quotes for this, you know, commercial mower that you're looking at?
Yeah, I have it anywhere from $8,000 to $10,000. And like I said, right now the cheapest I've seen was like $7,800 for the one at over in Nacogdoches. That's before tax. It's probably almost $8,000 anyway.
Right. Okay. All right. And yeah, so this, are you looking to put down $4,000, or that was just a scenario you're giving, you know, to them?
Well, I got enough right now. I got $2,000 set aside in the bank. That much I'll probably put down on the mower, so I probably don't owe that much. I won't owe that much anyway.
Okay.
I'm trying to get more finance of what I do have.
Right, exactly. Okay. Now, with this, you know, the mower, when is it going to, you have jobs lined up, like, you know, your return?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I do all year long. A lot of it are at the lakes down here, so you've got grass that grows all year, gardening jobs, hedge trimming. You don't really shut down here in Texas unless we were to go a full month with no rain, and a lot of the grass will shut down. But I don't cut grass yards that short. So generally, it's still about 3 inches or better, where it's still growing all year. It don't just burn up like a lot of people's stuff.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. You kind of keep your...
Of course, a lot of people have sprinkler systems. They either pull the water out of the lake, or like our church, it's got a sprinkler system for the front lawn and all that. They want it looking green and trimmed, you know, all the way through Christmas. They don't want it dying off and looking nasty and brown.
Right. Yeah, you want it to look good all year round.
Right.
Okay, and you're the 100% owner over there, Glenn?
Yes, sir. Sure am.
All right. What got you, you know, involved in the industry? How long have you been in business over there?
Well, it was started in May, commercially in May of 1976.
Oh, wow. It's been around for a while then.
Yes, sir.
And is it like it was a family business, or you just started on your own?
I started on my own. My family is not really into what I do for a living. They kind of frown on it. They want me to get a real job. I says, well, I've hit, there's a couple of times I've probably hit over 50,000 just by myself. I said, you know, for somebody does that, sometimes you get up to 60,000 on 1 year. But I said, you know, there's a lot of people who never gotten near that, and they've got three or four people working with them.
Right. Exactly.
You might not have as many expenses as far as paying other people their insurance and
right. Okay, that makes sense. And so this is like is this a home-based business then?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great.
I'm trying to get it where it looks halfway decent. I'm working with a fella over there in Center. That's only about 20 miles from here.
Uh-huh.
Or a lady, she's got some property with a couple of warehouses on it. I would like to maybe open one small business office over there in Lufkin.
Right.
And of course, I'd have to power up. Some of my family wants to be the secretary person. I said, yeah, well, I'll do the work. You just bring in the customers.
Right, right. That's funny.
I get about a 50, 55 mile area, either direction from here to open the business.
Okay, and do you have a lot of accounts over there already that you are
yes,
looking at?
I do.
Okay.
Well, I've got some accounts over there. Like I said, I don't like just driving over there and pulling everything with me. I'd rather start off with, you know, having some equipment already sitting there, like in a locked up, fenced in area with a security light, and then turn around and all I got to do is drive over there and hook up to it.
Right, right. Okay. That makes sense. All right, and now you said you're thinking about going to your regular bank. Who do you normally, you know, work with?
Well, Compass Bank is what I'm using. I say, unfortunately, they don't have one in Lufkin, but they got one. They got one in Jasper. I didn't really want to go to Jasper. If I'm going to go more than 30, 40 miles away, I'd rather go to Lufkin. It's got a lot more, I say, commercial business over there to mow and hedge trimming to do.
Right. Okay, and with, you know, Compass Bank, do you have a line of credit with them?
Or oh, yes.
Credit cards? Okay, how large is your line over there?
I think it's like $2,500. I said that's all I really want. Generally $2,000 let's say per truck or per section of the business is enough, you know, like you got to have tires and maybe a engine repair and the rest is just fuel.
Right, and the rest fuel. Okay. And how much do you have used on it right now?
Ryan, everything is up to where it's supposed to be. I haven't, there's nothing drained. Everything is up to whatever the credit limit is. I mean, you know, if I got $2,000 limit, it's there. I haven't, you know, I paid everything back.
Oh, okay. So you don't have a, you're not carrying a balance right now?
No, I try to keep everything by the end of every other month. Everything's supposed to be paid back or cleaned out so I don't have a constantly paying off something.
Right, exactly. Okay, that makes sense. All right, yeah, and I mean, do you have a plan B if for some reason you can't find financing for bringing on this mower?
You mean a plan B? Yeah, well, not really. I'm going to try to work with what I got. I mean, you're one person. I was going to try to contact the bank today, but the president lady, this is one bank that's got all women in it. There's no guy. So whoever the president lady is, I didn't see her today after 3.
Okay.
Sometimes it's only 9:12 o'clock yet. Or she said, if not, I'll try to see her Monday. But I said, I need to about getting, if I don't work with you on that, I said, I need to get about 10,000 or 12,000 set aside so I can pay it up front, pay the truck off, get the title, and all my trucks will be paid for. I won't owe any notes. And then have enough money to outright go down to the one or two lawnmower dealers and basically buy a new mower and get rid of this one I got.
Right. Okay. All right.
We saw my equipment to be new.
Exactly. And that way, I mean, it's more secure, you know, you're able to handle those jobs, you know, not going to be breaking down on you out there.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, you know, I definitely like to see what we could do for you. A couple, you know, things I'll need. It's a real simple process to get you an answer. It would be a one-page application.
Right.
That I can send over to you.
Right.
And then it would be 6 months of your most recent, you know, business bank statements.
Okay. Yeah, I can get that copied for you because I do the same. I got a bookkeeper I pay in town here. She's actually worked for a CEO, not a CEO, CPA guy.
Right.
I've hired her. And, he said it was perfectly all right for her to work for me just to keep my books in line and kind of double check what I put down.
Okay.
Say, oh, you spent too much on this or you need more on this area. I said, oh, that's good. I got somebody to tell me. Because
you run
your own business, you're the secretary. You buy all the parts. You're the operator. You still got to come home and wash clothes, mow your own yard, and do everything. I said I needed some help because the one man army doesn't always work out.
Right, exactly.
I want the business to actually. What I'm working on is the business, basically the triple, whether it's in location or size and income. I said I just can't do it by myself.
Right. So do you have plans, you know, to add on more people or to get?
Oh yeah, I probably had at least two more. They would be basically bookkeeping secretary people, and then have at least one other person who could work in, say, Lufkin while I'm working, say, St. Augustine and Center area, and of course make sure he's writes down he's willing to be accountable for what he does, because he runs into somebody's gazebo or water fountain or through a plate glass window. I'm going to another town, and he needs to know that he's covered or whoever he's working for, so he's bonded, you know. So I've got to go through all that mess.
Right, right. It's definitely a work in progress. But that's a good goal for, you know, shoot for. But yeah, like I said, I'd definitely like to, you know, get this going for you. So we need the one page application, the 6 months business bank statements.
Right.
And then did you get an extension on your 2015 tax return?
Yeah.
Do you